right, it's time for another edition of Overreaction Monday, the podcast. Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman, fresh back from Detroit, Michigan.
What's up, Rich?
The NFL draft is in the rearview mirror.
Oh, man.
So that makes this the post-draft edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. I've got a code for you. It's called Overreaction. That's the name of the code. You get $20 off your first purchase. Redeem it, and you get it. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. What a weekend it was.
What a weekend. Great job, man.
It was. Thanks.
Great job. Yeah. Detroit really showed up. 700,000 people.
Don't forget the other 75.
It was incredible. 775? Is that what
the final
total was?
Total.
Unbelievable. It looked so great on TV.
775. The previous record was 600,000 in Nashville. And intervening drafts that took place in Nashville got 300,000 apiece. It was 315,000 in Kansas City last year. And so 775,000.
Yeah, it was incredible.
They were into it, and I'll be straight up with you. It was Wolverine-a-palooza, man. That's what I was saying on the air.
It was, yeah.
With 13 of them drafted. Yep. They had the national championship team on Friday night. Sharon Moore was on our show on Friday in Detroit. They
Very
were
cool.
heading to the Tigers game. They then went to the draft.
Yep.
They brought the trophy. Place was going nuts. Michigan State fans and Ohio State fans were eating crap the whole time. I was trolling them from the set. They were screaming back at me, and Michigan fans were just like partying. It was great. And Lions fans were just having a great time,
Lions
too.
Lions fans love their life. Hey, did you go home with any of those dogs I saw on Saturday?
I did not.
Okay, because I know, you know, that's kind of a hot situation at your house.
It is a hot situation. We were thinking of, we're bandying about a third rescue dog. We did
and,
not.
DJ didn't get peed on, so that was a win.
That's true.
That was a win.
And he did bring an extra shirt.
I saw.
They showed that as we were leading in. There was the extra shirt hanging on.
Great.
But no, there was no overreaction.
Okay, good. Okay.
We only still have two rescue dogs.
Okay.
It still does lend the phrase of adopt, don't shop. It's time to hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay,
let's do it.
Let's just start right out of the gate with the number one team who had the number one pick. I thought they had the best draft, A++. The Chicago Bears are going to be must-see TV, and in fact, they're going to play a primetime game week one this year.
Oh,
right out of the gate. Caleb Williams is going to be one of the most famous people in the NFL very, very soon. And I think the league wants him right away, week one.
All right, let's check out who the Bears, what the Bears' schedule is for 2024. Their opponents are set. Now, does it matter? Does it matter where it is?
I don't care where it is. I mean, they could be playing.
I think Bears Lions would be a good one.
Cage's 4-year-old team.
Well, Packers Bears. I mean, you want to throw that on Jordan Love?
They did that a couple years ago.
It can't be. Jordan Love is in Brazil.
Right.
Week one.
Right.
So it wouldn't be Packers Bears.
Let's go Bears Lions right out of the gate.
Bears Lions.
I want something hot. I know
you're not going to put the Bears in San Francisco to start.
Ooh, that's kind of fun too.
Here's a good one. How about this one? Oh, yeah, man. How about Bears at Texans?
Ah, now we're cooking.
As one of the Monday nighters to start the season.
Yes.
Stroud, the offensive rookie of the year.
Last year's hit quarterback out of the draft.
Caleb Williams.
Massive favorite for this year's offensive rookie of the year. Roma Dunze, all the weapons on that offense. Let's go.
Bears and Texans.
I just don't
know if the league's going to do that.
I don't know. He's already one of your most famous players.
Because the other games that the Bears have at home, it's not the Panthers, not the Patriots, not the Titans, not the Jaguars, not the Seahawks, and it could be the Lions, Packers, Vikings, and then there's the Rams at home. I don't know why Bears at Texans just jumps out at me.
Texans, one of your marquee rising franchises.
No question about it.
Out of nowhere last year, Stroud, defending offensive rookie of the year. Let's bring the favorite in.
I just know, and this is no...
And one of the new faces of the league, Caleb Williams.
It would be of interest level But normally they do put a team like the Steelers or the Cowboys.
Well, last year, remember, Lions got the season opener.
Right. That's one thing. But I'm talking about like they're not going to be the season opener, and they're not going to be the Friday night game.
But I'm saying.
And so it's and I don't think that's a Sunday night. Not a Sunday night.
Monday night is like perfect.
Putting Caleb Williams' first game on Monday night on the air. I kind of like Bears Texans. That's off the board.
I want that.
So
out
this
there.
Is not an overreaction. This is not an overreaction.
Bears are going to be must-see all year.
I don't know. What the league does is they usually do take something that's of incredible new interest, okay, and put it in like week two as a first Thursday night game or something like that.
No, I don't need this on Thursday. I need the whole country. I need Buck and Aikman. I need
the whole
Manning
country
cast,
watches Thursday. Chris.
Belichick cast.
Don't slot.
No, I mean Thursday, three days.
Amazon.
I need full rest.
You might not get your packages on time. Be careful. This podcast has reach. All right, so that's not an overreaction.
Okay, good.
I don't know if it'll happen, but okay. What else, saying, Chris?
They should do it. Everybody screwed up again. They let the Chiefs get all these great players. And the AFC Championship game is going back to Arrowhead next year.
That's an overreaction. That's still an overreaction.
What do you mean? You were the one that was pushing all of last season.
Man, anything can happen.
No wide receivers, and they don't look great, but they're going back to the AFC Championship game.
Anything can happen, and I was right about it.
You were.
But I just still need to see what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Like, I saw
what
happened in the draft. They got all these guys fell to them.
And I guess I'm just pointing out that I don't know.
It feels inevitable.
It's such a tough slog for them to do it a third straight time. Is just
I didn't say Super Bowl. I just said AFC Championship.
I understand
championship
that.
Game.
I'm just you know,
which would be seven in a row.
I mean, how can you call this an overreaction? But you have to just figure out who could pop in there and knock them off ahead of time, but. Right now, I mean, you do think Xavier Worthy is going to be a significant addition.
Yeah, I think
we do
so.
Need to see what Rashee Rice is up to. What's going on there, brother?
It feels like he's going to be suspended for a few weeks.
You know what? I'll screw it. I'll call this an overreaction and just say that we can't say that for sure right now. We can't. We can't sit here and say that.
I just want when November rolls around and then this clip is bouncing back up. I said yes. You said no.
I didn't say no. I'm just saying it's an overreaction.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What else, Chris?
Okay. We've been having a lot of fun with Jerry Jones and the All In and the telethon. Yes. Despite all of that, all the offseason inaction, Zeke this morning is returning. Cowboys will be the first NFC East repeat champ in 20 years.
Cowboys will be the first repeat NFC East champ in 20 years. I will call
03-04 Eagles repeat.
I will say this, that the Cowboys are going to find out. I think the Cowboys are going to find out that their lack of attention in free agency here will end up giving them less depth than they are expecting. And I just think the Eagles aren't as bad as they were in the final 6, 7, 8 weeks of last year. I like what Howie Roseman did with the back end of the defense.
What do you have, like 38 trades over the weekend?
Dude, but Quinion,
Mitchell, yeah, that guy falling.
And Cooper DeJean are exactly the guys that you want to throw out there at the young, you know, at jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they address their needs in the draft better than the Cowboys did. Or at least in this entire offseason. Saquon Barkley alone, bro. I'll just push back and say the Eagles are going to have a lot to say about this. But I also didn't know that there wasn't a repeat champion in the NFC East in 20 years.
20 years, yeah. 03-04 Eagles.
Boy, you're coaching me up here. I didn't know that. All right, what else, Chris? Okay. I'll just push back on that one, too.
All right. I just want to do some... We've been anti-Cowboys.
And again, the reason why I said that about the Chiefs, you said it's going back to Arrowhead. I mean, they may be in it again, but I can't sit here and say they're going to have the best record in the AFC, and there's no way that the Chargers won't maybe take a game from them when they normally don't, and that there's no way that they're going to... I can't sit here and say that. Let's see what Burrow and the Bengals look like if he plays a full season. And then there's the AFC South. That's a heck of a lot better. Mm. So,
All right. Most controversial.
Can you see that I'm still thinking still about whether I made a good take on that or not?
Well, the Chiefs fans, Chiefs Kingdom is so in your head the last 2 years.
Right.
Michael Penix Jr., the craziest, wildest, head-scratching pick of the first round.
Not just the first, of any round that ever, I've personally witnessed.
In 20 years. Okay.
Yes, correct.
I think no matter who the quarterback is in Atlanta this year, the Falcons are the one seed in the NFC.
That's an overreaction, and no matter who's at quarterback, it's going to be Kirk Cousins. That's the whole point about drafting Michael Penix 8th overall with this draft choice.
You can't say that Kirk is going to play the whole year.
The only way that he wouldn't is if he's not healthy.
Do we know he's ready to play week one?
We're assuming he's going to be.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to assume. 36, not his left Achilles like Rodgers, right Achilles.
How about this?
Plant. They push off
they
foot.
They better hope that he's ready week one. And I understand if Penix comes in and lights it up, that's a first-class problem.
Great problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. But eventually, the problem's going to be that they're spending top-of-the-line quarterback money during the rookie contract.
Great, and Penix is awesome, and they go to the NFC Championship game. Arthur Blank is going to make up the $90 million in jersey sales.
Oh, it's not. It has nothing to do.
It'll be a big deal. Who
cares?
Chris,
I'm not talking about his personal bottom line.
All these other teams have proven the salary cap is whatever.
That's not the truth. The salary cap is never whatever.
Kind of is.
No, you're going to have to make a tough decision. You're going to have to make a tough decision on who else in the other parts of your building you can afford to sign. Somebody's balling out. It's their time to get paid, and they can't because you made a roster decision that was bass-ackward. That's the problem. That'll be a Raheem Morris issue. That'll be a big problem for a lot of them.
Good problem.
So it's not no matter who's at quarterback. It's Kirk Cousins going to be the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, and that's not an overreaction. And they hope that Penix can be the guy 2 years from now. They have to play Kirk Cousins, and if they wanted to draft Michael Penix and were beginning to fall in love with him, you sign Gardner Minshew there, or you keep hitting him with the Heineke there, and then you bring in Penix, and then you win on the rookie contract of a kid that's ascending. That said, them as the number one seed in the NFC is still a very difficult row to hoe.
One of the most exciting offenses in the league.
I agree, but
with Kirk or Penix at quarterback.
I still need to see the eyeball test here. I still need to see it. Okay. And I'm very excited for Bijan, and I'm excited. I mean, honestly, does Kyle Pitts have five career touchdowns yet?
Ooh,
I'm serious.
I don't think so.
I mean, like, he probably does, and I have no idea. I might be exaggerating to make a point here.
Does he have one in America?
Yes, he does. Okay. But I'm still needing to see it, and there's still the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions and the team that you just put out there as a repeat champion in the NFC East, and me as the one that can threaten them the most in the Eagles. Come on, one seed in the NFC, that is an overreaction, period. But the biggest one is to say, no matter who's at quarterback, because that the writing's on that wall, and it's on the contract on Kirk Cousins' desk.
If he's out there week one.
Or in his file system.
How about this? What if Kirk is not ready to go week one? Penix starts week one and is like 5-0. Then what do you do?
I know. I don't know. You sit Kirk Cousins and he's the most expensive backup ever?
So, well, again, we saw this already before. Jimmy Garoppolo was the most expensive backup ever.
Not to the tune of this. This is a huge ass tune, man. What else?
First place. Good tune. All right. You mentioned the Michigan Palooza, their former coach, Jim Harbaugh. He's going to have the Chargers in the Super Bowl in 3 years.
I can't say that's an overreaction. How can I say that's an overreaction?
I thought he'd take more Michigan players. Only two.
Well, and I think he signed one undrafted free agent. Yeah, he snagged Cornelius Johnson in the 7th round towards the end. And I think that put him in Baker's dozen category in terms of the number of Wolverines. And Jim, I trust, man. And everywhere he's gone, 3 years in, things have absolutely turned around. Mm. He just couldn't get... we'll find out if, in the early throes of his tenure in Los Angeles, if the Chiefs are his Ohio State. You know what I mean? We'll find out. Andy Reid's his Urban Meyer. I don't know. Because that's a heck of a program he's trying to vault. But I do believe, you know, they clearly are, and Charger fans are going to have to get used to it, changing the way that they do business, which is why he's hit the crap out of the line play.
Mm-hmm. I think we expected that, though, coming into the draft.
I know, and it's not like they didn't walk out with zero wide receivers.
No, I mean, like, Ladd McConkey's going
to
be amazing.
Exactly, and that was they traded up in round two to go ahead and do that. So, sure. I'll buy that. I'm not going to sit here and say that's an overreaction.
All right.
Just to piss Chiefs fans off a little bit more.
You're all in on that today.
It's different between Arrowhead. I didn't say they're not making it. Come on now. The one seed or I guess you could be the three seed and have the one and the two knocked off.
Somebody gets knocked off. Yeah.
All right. Let me change that. Can I change that?
No, too late.
My finger's still off the chest piece. All right, game time tickets right now. We're in the midst of the basketball playoffs, and just you take a look at some of these places, you're wondering if potentially New York fans have been using game time tickets.
I mean, for their Philadelphia? How could they not have been?
Oh, that was unbelievable. Man, good Lord. Game time's an authorized ticket marketplace for basketball, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip off. And all fans who are using Game Time during the football season know how you can get the view from your seat to see, in the case of football, where the field is, where you are in relation to the field. And in this case, where the court is and where you are in relation to the court. And my favorite part about this app are the all-in prices, because you don't want to get that sticker shock the minute you purchase the ticket. You go, wait a minute, that's how much these tickets cost? You get everything all in up front, so there is no guesswork when you buy tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem our code OVERREACTION, OVERREACTION, two R's in overreaction, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, second half, Chris. What do you have?
All right, second half. Now, I called this one in our season preview show last year that a rookie was going to break the 40, 50-year-old, whatever, receiving record, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 years in a row, it's going to happen. Sorry, Puka. One of this year's first-round receivers is going to break Puka's rookie receiving record.
Okay.
Seven first round receivers.
Okay. Let me see here. One of the seven first round receivers. I just don't think Malik Nabers is going to have enough consistency at quarterback to get that done. Can Marvin Harrison Jr. do it? Is Kyler Murray going to stay healthy enough to do it?
More on him in a second.
You got Matthew Stafford, the guy who's pulling the trigger. He's a trigger man. And he's had a triple crown receiver twice.
It's true.
Calvin and Cooper Kupp.
It's true.
All right. Will Rome Odunze get the ball enough?
My mouth's a feed in Chicago.
I don't think so. I just don't know if...
What if Xavier Worthy is the new Tyreek?
Now that would be something else. I just don't think they're a top of the defense, nonstop type team anymore. They showed this past year what in the last 2 years.
Xavier Leggett is the new AJ Brown.
With Bryce Young
back there and Dave Canales.
I'll say that's an overreaction. I've just sounded out my answer.
You see Puka Duncan playing basketball.
We didn't mention all of them. The kid from LSU that
Brian Thomas
that the Jaguars drafted.
Yep. That's fun.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'll just say no to that.
All right.
And that's an overreaction.
Okay.
That's a good one. You made me think and walk through it. I sounded my answer out
like I was a
millionaire contestant.
That's your final answer. Let's move on. Giants. Man, they did it again.
What's the it?
They screwed up not taking a quarterback at six.
Is that what you're saying?
That's it.
Bingo. Are you kidding me? You're asking me, should they have taken J.J. McCarthy at six instead of Malik Nabers for a quarterback that we don't know who they're going to have? Are you serious? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, Tyrod Taylor's there, right? Isn't he?
No, he's not.
It's Drew Lock. Tyrod Taylor's
Drew Lock is going to start. Let me just explain something to people.
Drew Lock starting week one.
Yes.
What if Drew Lock is 5-0?
Great. Then he'll be the dude. We saw what Tommy Cutlets looked like at 2-3-0.
Is Daniel Jones going to be the starter week six if Drew Lock's 5-0? If he's not,
I've already told you I think this team is done with him. And you could and I know, I see my Twitter timeline. People are like, you are so full of it. And I'm like, first of all, it was a rumor that I heard at the combine. And the other rumor that I heard that Trey Lance was going to be the position, plan B for Minnesota if Kirk Cousins left. Well, now we're having a conversation about, why didn't the Giants choose J.J. McCarthy? Because the Vikings did after getting Sam Darnold. So not all these rumors are going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sitting here and standing by my information. I just also have a set of eyes. And I'm a New Yorker. And I understand what my New York friends are saying. And Malik Nabers may be dynamite, but someone's going to have to get him the ball. And Odell was there. Big personality. Yeah. LSU wide receiver. He had a future Hall of Famer delivering him the football. So, yeah. And that's what I said on Friday's show when we left Detroit, when I said the top five steals in the draft. First rounder steals, right? And I said, J.J. McCarthy. He's him.
What are the Giants doing?
Because he's... was it Orlovsky said on Friday he thinks he's
going to win
offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Because you see the system. You see the weaponry. You see the coaching staff. In New York, I see the coaching staff 2 years removed from being the coach of the year.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Spot on. You know how I feel about J.J. McCarthy as well. And they tried to get Drake May. Your team had no interest in giving him up.
No.
Zero.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
In giving him
I'm
up.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't think they sent the card in 4 minutes in. They weren't even waiting. They weren't even waiting for like 2 minutes left on the clock to see if the phone would ring and somebody get desperate.
That was a really quick, oh, the pick's in already. All right.
In.
Let's do this.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
What else, Chris?
All right. Speaking of rookie quarterback.
I thought they should have gotten Spencer Rattler in the third round. The third day.
Rattler's going to play this year, isn't he?
No, he's playing. I mean, what do you think? Because he's going to get out there because Derek Carr is going to get hurt?
Kind of.
I don't think so. But
quarterbacks ruled the day. 6 out of the first 12 picks. Half of those guys are going to make the playoffs this year. Half of the first round QBs are going to make it.
Will? What do you think? Jaden Daniels will? J.J. McCarthy will? Drake May's not. And that's not a troll job.
No, Drake May, I hope, doesn't play this year.
Penix is not playing this year. Does he count?
I don't know about that.
Penix? Let me just explain it again to you.
Why is
Michael Penix Jr. is not
that Kirk is healthy
going to play this year?
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Well, because you're talking about health.
I'm talking about just statistically.
I'm taking health aside. Health aside.
All right, half of those guys.
How many games did Kirk? We're going to look this up before today's, what do we call it again?
Flagship show.
Because we're going to obviously be talking about it.
Yeah.
How many games did Kirk Cousins miss before his Achilles pop? Like hardly any.
Okay, great. He's 36 now.
Okay. Does Penix count?
Yeah, he's one of the six. He counts. Right.
It's so rare. I'll just say no. It's just so rare. You're saying half the quarterbacks are. What, Bo Nix is going to suddenly turn Denver into a playoff
team? Sean Payton thinks he's Patrick Mahomes.
Great. Why wouldn't he talk him up? Why wouldn't he talk him up?
Do you believe him when he says, oh, I was taking Mahomes at 11? Come on.
Let me say something to you.
Come on.
Let me say something to you. On draft night last year, when Jahmyr Gibbs got drafted by the Lions with 12th overall, I believe it was. And I heard that night one or two teams the Lions beat to the punch that they wanted to go get him. And he was under the radar. Draft was about Bijan Robinson terms of running backs.
That was
Jahmyr
really
Gibbs
high
was
for
not
him.
Being mentioned.
Yeah.
And by the end of the season, I heard more rumors from more teams.
Oh, we were taking him.
They were taking him.
Come on.
Like a fish story.
Who are they? Who are
that
they
the fish got bigger that they yanked out of the sea, or the one that got away? The fish that got away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, a couple more.
But I did hear that about him with Mahomes. Like that, I believe. I do believe Sean Payton did, but I'm just mentioning this story because these things grow.
Yeah, as time goes on.
Yes. What else?
I love Marvin Harrison Jr. I love where he's at. I love the spot that he's at. Kyler to Marvin. The most prolific QB wide receiver touchdown duo this year.
That's absurd. Most of any? More than Dak and CeeDee Lamb? Okay. More than?
Like 16 touchdowns to Marvin this year.
16?
Who else do they have?
I understand who else. So that means other teams can cover him.
No, you can't. Did you watch him play? He can't be covered.
Dude, he was in the Big Ten.
He can't be covered.
He was in the Big Ten.
He lit up your team, even though you still beat them.
I know. Twice.
That's what I mean.
By the way.
Twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two times.
Lit you up.
By the way, and that's just with Marvin Harrison Jr. It's been 3 in a row, in case you're wondering.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
At this recording.
3 in a row?
Yeah. Oh, at this recording, it's 1,612 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's how many yards he's going to have, too. Marvin Harrison is going to be unbelievable offensive rookie
of the
year.
How about this? I'll push back. They won't even be in the top 3.
Oh, no chance.
Quarterback to wide receiver combinations in their own division.
Oh, come on. Who's going to be better than them?
In their own division.
In terms of touchdowns?
Quarterback to wide receiver touchdown.
Man, the disrespect is real.
That's not disrespectful. I'm being respectful.
Who
I'm
who's
being
better?
Respectful
who
of
the other
Matthew
two?
Stafford.
Who are the other two?
Copper, Nacua, right? Stafford, one of those two guys.
Uh-huh.
I'll go my son Brock Purdy
to which guy?
Ayuk when he resigns. When he resigns, they're not trading him. If they were trading him, they'd have done it before Detroit.
More touchdowns?
When there were a gajillion wide receivers in the draft. By the way, they had Ricky Pearsall. So
Marvin Harrison's catching so many touchdowns.
I didn't give you another one, did I? How about Geno to DK?
Is Geno their starting quarterback?
Yes,
still?
He is. Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, don't. Now that's disrespectful.
Man, his time ago.
He's got to play 17 games, and this kid has got to be what you think he is, and I can believe.
Wait, you don't think he is?
I do believe he is. Okay,
well, there was a little tone there.
But these are National Football League cornerbacks, buddy.
Okay. His name's not Fred Harrison Jr., it's Marvin. It's there. It's like in his blood.
Okay.
Okay. On his birth certificate.
But you say in a league, and I gave you an opportunity to even back out for top three in the league.
I doubled down.
And then I said, it's possible he won't even be top three in his division. In his division.
I thought you were going to go NFC, and you just disrespected even more and said division. Okay.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being realistic.
Okay. What's, I got to get off of this, or I'm just going to lose it. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one team that needed a quarterback in the draft and didn't get one?
The Giants.
Yeah, other than them.
The Raiders?
The Raiders.
Uh-huh.
You know who's just sitting there waiting to play quarterback again? Tom Brady. We're going to see him in a Raider uniform this year. Guess what? He wants to be the owner so bad. Why hasn't that gone through yet? Okay? They don't have a quarterback. You don't think 47-year-old Tom Brady is better than Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew? He is literally just begging people to call him. You know, I'm thinking about coming back. I'm open to taking calls.
First of all, he's going
to
be in the booth every Sunday.
Do we know that? Do we know that?
It's going to happen.
Do we know that?
I do believe so.
Oh, last year you said it wasn't going to happen.
And because it didn't happen last year.
Because he was taking some time off, but you said it's still not
going to
happen.
Okay. He's going to be
named. They are just, sign Tom Brady.
First of all, there's an owner's meeting later on in May, middle of May. Okay. As a matter of fact, I do believe in the middle of that, the next edition of What the Football with Susie and Amy Trask will be posting in the middle of that owner's meeting. At that owner's meeting, it is more likely than not.
Triggering.
He's going to get that ownership.
You think
approved.
So?
Yes.
What if they think he wants to play this year?
They'll figure something out. If they think he's going to play this year, they will make sure he gets this piece of ownership. If I'm in the AFC West, I'm raising my hand and saying, absolutely. Tom Brady, you want a piece of the Raiders?
But then if the 28 other teams say yes, then it doesn't matter.
No, they say go. They say go. You're an owner. If I'm an AFC West owner, I'm buttonholing the rest of the room. I'm like whipping votes. I'm whipping votes to make this happen.
House four? What are we doing?
I'm whipping votes to make sure this happens. Come on, Tom's a good guy. Who cares if Mark Davis wants to give him a little bit of a haircut, I realize what I just said. Okay, who cares? You know what I mean? Get him off of somebody's roster. It's not just an AFC West thing. It's an NFL thing. You don't want him back.
No, so Tom Brady is good for business. Every owner should want him back. Jersey sales alone.
What an overreaction.
Tom Brady's coming back this year.
Okay. If you see him in a Raider uniform, it's because he's a fan on a Thursday night game or a Monday night game because he's just called a game or he's getting ready to call a game for Fox.
No way.
Uh-huh. You got one more?
Last one, and I'm calling my shot. We're 360 days until next year's draft?
Something like that.
Carson Beck will be the number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft.
All right.
Call him a shot.
Okay. Sounds good.
Quarterbacks are going to go number one, I think, from now until the end of time. We're never going to see a non-quarterback go number one again.
Dude, why don't you just take your Syracuse diploma and just throw it in the trash? Seriously.
What do you mean?
I understand.
I paid a lot of money for that diploma.
The mother of your child. I understand the mother of your child is a Georgia Bulldog fan.
Oh, that has nothing to do with that, but...
Okay. You watch enough, like she's rotted your brain.
It's true.
Sarah has rotted your brain.
It just means more in my house.
You should focus on your Syracuse Orange program.
Oh, I bet us to win the national championship.
Rather than this.
To win the ACC next year, I'm all in. I'm locked in on Kyle McCord.
Carson Beck to winning the NFC.
Number one pick in the draft.
The one seed, the Georgia kid who's, you know, Who, honestly,
these are fair takes. These aren't influence.
This kid really, he looks like, you know, he's a wedding crasher on the screen.
That's not a great headshot. It's not a great headshot. Honestly. But he can sling it.
Oh, so the Falcons are going to be one in the NFC and Carson Beck's going to be one in the draft next year. Let's just come focus on Syracuse football, will you please? As a matter of fact, let me just address this camera. Hey, Syracuse, start playing football well again, because this guy is totally in the tank. He's in the tank for Georgia football. He's in the tank. I mean, he's teetering on being in the tank for Braves baseball. He's so close.
Stop it.
He's so close.
The Red Sox have 16 wins.
But you're so close. It's sad what you've become. What a sad way to end this podcast.
I'm calling my shot.
Okay, great.
Wait, would it have been better if I said Shador would be the number one pick?
No, like you have no idea if there's some kick-ass left tackle or defensive end. You have no idea.
But who cares? It's all about
quarterbacks. What are you talking about?
It's all about quarterbacks now.
What are you talking about? Aiden Hutchinson should have been the number one overall pick a couple years ago.
Was he?
No.
Oh, I forgot. That's what I mean. It's all about QBs.
But the Jaguars, it's like they're living in your house. They took the kid from Georgia.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Exactly. Finally, you're back.
I'm back.
I got you back.
Well, we hung out with Hutch on Friday. Right, you know good. What I mean? I feel.
All right, that'll wrap it up.
All right, we're done.
Thank you for taking in this edition of Overreaction Monday. You can always check out What the Football and all of their archive of podcasts through the Cumulus Podcast Network, which puts out Overreaction Monday. Good job, Chris.
Hey, Rich. Great job, man.
For Chris, I'm Rich Eisen. By the way, Jerry Seinfeld is on the Rich Eisen Show on Thursday. Don't miss that.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.